Here's the assistant news director, Abby Ward, to recap the year 2023. It's crazy to me that 2023 is already almost over. I don't know about you guys, but I feel like this year has just gone by super quickly. The news department team here got together and we went over the top stories for the year 2023, picked one for each month out and wanted to share that with you. We're going to start with the most recent. We're going to start with December and then we're going to go to the beginning of the year. So we're going to travel backwards here. We're going to go back in time. So let's dive in and let's get going. December top story, stabbing suspect found guilty in bench trial, sentencing scheduled for January 29th. Following a November bench trial, a Carroll County District judge found 42-year-old John Michael Hansen guilty of willful injury, causing serious injury, which is a Class C felony, for the August 27th stabbing of the Carroll bar owner, Ben Bating. The judge said during the December 18th hearing that prosecutors had met the burden of proof necessary for a guilty verdict. During the early morning hours of August 27th, Hansen stabbed Ben Bating 4 times in the head and neck. Bating suffered severe injuries and was needed to be airlifted to a Des Moines hospital for treatment. Bating recovered from the attack but was left with permanent scarring as a result. Hansen faces up to 10 years in prison and his sentencing hearing is scheduled for January 29th. All right, now we're moving to November. So the November top story that we got is the downtown assessment finds Carroll in good shape. Perception is the main challenge moving forward. From November 27th through November 30th, representatives from the Iowa Economic Development Authority Downtown Resource Center spent time in Carroll exploring downtown, interviewing residents and business owners, and rating the economic viability of the community downtown. The review found Carroll's downtown to be in great shape compared to the communities the Downtown Resource Center is usually called to assist. The assessment found more than 60-plus businesses were within walking distance of the downtown with a variety of different business types. The team did note there were some gaps in options, but strongly suggested the chief challenge was public perceptions. They suggested residents were missing the forest for the trees and are fixated on the loss of JCPenney's several years ago. The Downtown Resource Center is putting together a formal report and proposed action steps for the community, and it should be delivered in early 2024. For October, 100 animals recovered from the Lanesboro home. On October 16th, the Carroll County Sheriff's Office responded to a home in the 30,000 block of 120th Street on a report of animals possibly in distress, and upon arrival, located more than 100 dogs, 50 goats, and various other animals on the property in terrible condition. Sheriff Ken Pingree described the property as beyond bad. Law enforcement secured the animals and transferred them to the Animal Rescue League of Iowa in Des Moines for treatment and for rehoming. And the ARL said that not all of those dogs are going to survive. And not only that, their recovery process to get them to where they could potentially be adopted is really over a year. So those dogs that were rescued have about a year of recovery and rehab and treatment before they can even be considered to be put up for adoption. So our September story, in September, Carroll County Group receives $1 million for mental health initiatives. So in September, Carroll County was officially announced as the recipient of $1 million in mental health initiatives for children and young adults throughout the county. Participants include St. Anthony Regional Hospital, Plains Area Mental Health Center, Catholic Charities of the Diocese of Sioux City, Seasons Behavioral Health, New Opportunities, Iowa Healthcare Collaborative, and the Kemper Catholic Carroll and Coon Rapids Baird Community School District. So these groups will receive a combined $1 million per year for the next 4 years to improve mental health services in a variety of ways, including new counseling spaces to improve technologies. Carroll County was selected for the program due to its higher than normal rate of youth suicide. Heading back into August, so the Sauk Rail Trail project in Carroll wraps up. Carroll County officials announced near the August that the 6-mile, $1.5 million repaving project of the Sauk Rail Trail between Swan Lake State Park and Maple River was nearing completion. Work began in the spring and the trail finally opened to the public at the end of summer. The project was funded through a $900,000 grant from the Iowa Department of Transportation and the remaining $600,000 coming from $400,000 in private donations and $200,000 from the City of Carroll and Carroll County. So that'll be a project that people will be able to enjoy for the next upcoming summer. I know that's something that I'm going to be looking forward to, is getting out, hitting that trail. I always wanted to start biking, so maybe that's what I'll get into. Speaking of bikes, our top news story for July, Ragbri brings 30,000 plus visitors to Carroll County. Early in 2023, the Ragbri Central Committee announced Carroll would serve as an overnight stop for the iconic bike ride across Iowa's 50th anniversary celebration. On July 24, more than 30,000 riders, vendors, and support teams arrived, filled the community to enjoy the band's entertainment, food, and community. Carroll's theme for 2023 Ragbri was "You'll Have a Barrel of Fun." Other pass-through communities on this year's route included Lakeview, Breda, Mount Carmel, Glidden, Jefferson, and Rippey. So I remember them coming through. That was a lot of fun. You know what? Maybe next year I'll get up there and I'll join Ragbri. Yeah, okay. Funny, I know, right? And that was a look at the top stories here from December to July traveling back. And Nathan will have the rest of them for you. So thank you for listening, and I hope you enjoyed listening to our countdown of stories. This has been Abby Ward.